You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Silver Lining by Mount Joy.
We're in a little smaller studio today with one mic, so bear with us.
This is Reese and Dana. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts.
Yeah. Our regular show is at 8 a.m. on Thursdays every other week, so you guys should listen to that if you like what we're playing.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Silver Lining by Mount Joy, Dana?
I love that song. That's why I put it first. It's a great song.
Good thoughts.
Good thoughts.
I have, up next is one of mine. I have, we played on our regular show this morning. Got into a little debate about country and whether mm-hmm. it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that real folk country is good.
Which is not actual country.
Dana
so
thinks only actual country is pop country, which is
No. Like, Devil Went Down to Georgia is actual country. And, like Tim McGraw. Like, the people who, like, sound like they're from the country. No offense, Tim McGraw.
Okay. anyway, well, I played Coulter Wall, which she said wasn't real country, even though he definitely sounds like he's from the country. And this is a different song by Coulter Wall. That I like, called The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie. So, yeah, this is that.
Feeling sharp as a knife, I heard him howling as he passed me by. And he said, I know you, young man. I know you by the state of your hands. Six-string picker, just as I am. Let me learn you some, I know a few turns to make all the girls dance. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Foolish, foolish was I. Damn my foolish eyes. Is that man's lessons at a price? Oh, sweet price. My sweet soul, everlasting, a very own eternal life. Don't you know that the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Wears a suit and tie. I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Drop, stop, and roll, and baby, knock, knocking on your door. You're never home. Lock, stock, two loaded barrels. Said it hurt 10 to 12, 5 into the living room. Hot box and old Mercedes, yeah, I was passing to me, though you know I never smoke. Feeling like a lie, like it was Lily. Lot of going on, not a lot of coming in, that's how it goes. Barry taught you how to rock and roll, Molly taught you how to hit the floor, Muddy on the water, on the rock sand. Body hit the floor, party's over, Drop, stop, and call your mama. You know she think about you when you're gone. Left your phone on the charger at home. Drive around to your song, come on the radio. We walked in like we hit the lotto. Me from Silicon, you a supermodel. Wonder what it's like to be a rock star. Well, chainsaw to the wall, Mr. Walsh, we need some room. Barry taught you how to rock and roll, Molly taught you how to hit the floor, Money on the water, on the rock sand. Body hit the floor, body's over, Rocking like we hit the lotto. Molly taught you how to hit the floor. Muddy on the water, on the right sand. Body hit the floor, party's over.
Oh,
Alaska by Maggie Rogers and Drop Stop Roll by Rainbow Kitten Surprise before that.
Great songs.
Yeah. Dana, I keep forgetting to bring this up, but you know what happened last night.
What happened last night?
The Timberwolves beat the Nuggets.
Oh, I did see that. I saw that. I did Google it. Oh, it was close, though. It was like 11 points, 9 points, 10 points.
11 points isn't that close.
Yeah, it is. I think I could get 11 points in a basketball game.
You could not.
I think I could. Give me.
You could not.
How long are they? 60 minutes?
Well, yeah, but you have,
give me 60 minutes.
You have 7-foot men in your face the whole time.
Give me 60 minutes and no offense.
They're 48 minutes also.
Give me 48 minutes and no defense, and I could score 11 points.
That's not a game. That's just you shooting around.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure you can do it.
Yeah, okay, that's valid. Anyways.
But, yeah, Dana doesn't even pay attention to the Timberwolves. She just likes it when they beat my team.
I just like it when they win, when they beat everyone's team. They beat the Nuggets at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
That's all I remember. I remember sitting in the comments and texting you and being like, haha.
Yeah, it was sad.
No, that was the best day of my life. I don't care about basketball at all. It was not the best day of my life.
Bold words from Dana.
Bold words. Up next, we have Empire Now by Hozier. How do you say it? Hozier? Hozier?
I say Hozier, but I don't know.
Hozier. I feel like there should be a sh sound. What was that word that I say a sh in that other people don't, that you were making fun of me for? Do you remember?
Oh, I remember this happening. I don't remember what the word was.
I don't remember the word either. Anyway, when you say species, do you say species or species?
Species, I think.
Oh, weird. Anyways.
Here's Hozier.
Hozier. Empire Now.
Goodbye, John. Yeah. I only ever
tears. Breaking myself down a bit too much. I'm a roadie. I'm a roadie, my sense of pride. Christ, roadie. At a crossroad in my own life. I'm bursting at the bridge, it's gonna leave a nasty scar. I might not be the one who never thought they'd get this far.
That was Lake Missoula by Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners.
Oh, I love Lake Missoula.
Maple Syrup Tears by Her and John before that.
Her and John, is that different than Lord Huron?
Yes.
Oh.
And we have something to say, which is that our good friend Lucy texted us that we were saying Hozier incorrectly, because she says Hozier. And Dana, what did we find out when we Googled how the man himself says it?
We found that the man himself says Hozier.
Hozier. Or what was the other way he said it? He was like, Hozier.
Yes, but I didn't like that.
Yeah, no, I don't like that either.
He's like, it depends where you put the stress on the I, but you say the I.
There's definitely no Z sound.
But I like the Z sound. I feel like when there's a Z, nope, never mind.
I mean, I think Hozier is more right than Hozier.
Yeah.
But Hozier is clearly the correct way.
Hozier. Well, now I've said it too much, it just sounds weird.
Yeah. Anywho.
Oh, you had something to say about Lake Missoula.
I do have something to say about Lake Missoula. I feel like that song, the people who... And it's a great song. Mm-hmm. I like it. But the people that I think tend to like it are, like, men with mustaches. And that wear... do you know the little hats?
I know the little hats. The ones that start with the C or the ones with the bill? The flat bill?
Not a flat bill. Like, it's like
Carhartt.
A...
Carhartt.
No, it's not a Carhartt.
Oh.
I mean, they have a bill.
Beret.
But it's like, no, it's not a beret. Men with berets do not like Lake Missoula. It's like the hat that, like outdoorsy people wear. Okay, we'll play more songs.
Wait, I have a Lake Missoula story.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I was looking at flights just for kicks and giggles on my Delta, and it said I could fly to Missoula.
No?
And that made me think of this song. So I think we should all go to Missoula, Montana.
Who's we?
All 13 of us.
Yeah.
Actually, everyone from Tufts University. We're all getting on a plane. We're going to Missoula.
Yeah, if I never step foot in Montana, I'm okay with that.
But Montana's so pretty. I feel like it's most like Colorado in the Midwest.
But I could just go to Colorado and not have to go to Montana.
Okay, that's kind of valid. But Midwest.
That...
Yeah, I know that had no allure.
That's no. Anyway... next song, this is The Lumineers, the Cleopatra album, although Ophelia is on that
album.
Yeah. Pretty cool album. This is Sleep on the Floor, Lumineers.
yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. I was not born and drowned. Baby, come on. Forget what Father Brennan said. We were not born in sin. Leave a note on your bed. Let your mother know you're safe. And by the time she wakes, we'll have driven through the state. We'll have driven through the night. Baby, come on. If the sun don't shine on me today, and if the subway's flooded, bridges break, will you lay yourself down and dig your grave, or will you rail against the dying day? And when we yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. Asking for forgiveness, so forgive me for my faults. And I hope you never get this, but I sent it to your door. And I crossed that Mississippi at least 3 times before. No, no, without your love, can't go back there no more. Said, oh no, without your love, can't go back there no more. Locked up all your windows and bolted all your doors. And I've had some trouble listening, my ears glued to the floor. And oh no, you won't see me again, at least a year or more. So my bags are all packed and my shoes by the back door. Said my bags, they're all packed and my shoes by the back door. And you stole all my time, and you stole it and wasted all my time, and you stole it and wasted all my time. Oh, I hope you never get this for a long, long while. Oh yeah, I'm just
little twig floating down the big old river. And you stole it and wasted all my time. And you stole it and wasted all my time. And you stole it and wasted all my time, time, time. Oh, I hope you never get this for a long, long watch those planes roll by on the tarmac. And I'll lie to your face, tell you I'll be right back, and disappear. Cause you stole it and wasted all my time. And you stole it and wasted all said you stole it and wasted all my time. Said you stole it and wasted all my time. Said you stole it and wasted all my time, time, time. Oh, I hope you never get this.
dancing on, build the boogie.
That was Stolen Dance by Milky Chance.
Before that was Iffy by Camp.
Yeah, yeah. I quite like Stolen Dance. That's a, I think that song's a 10. It's on my 10 out of 10 playlist.
Yeah. When I was a synchronized swimmer, our coach would make us do unders, which is like you go the entire length underwater without breathing.
Oh.
To this song. That's what that makes me think of.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It was horrible. And sometimes you'd have to do double unders, which is there and back without breathing.
How did you not pass out and die?
I don't know. There was one time a girl passed out.
Not good.
Not good. But I survived. Somehow.
It's good. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here to do radio.
Yeah. Otherwise, Reese would be here alone.
Yep. Yeah. What, do you have anything to say about this next song, Dana?
About Saratoga by Oliver Hazard?
Yes.
Nope.
Okay. Awesome. Here's that song.
Shoes with a broken hand. Shoo-be-da-bop-bop and oh hot damn.
Right, that was Paul Revere by Noah Kahan featuring Gregory Alan Isakoff.
Do you think that version's better than the other one?
That was the first time I've heard that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The song in general?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's such a good song. That's like one of my favorite Noah Kahan songs.
Oh.
You should listen to it again.
All right, I'll let you know.
Okay. Before that, we had Unbelievers by Vampire Weekend, which I was surprised to find out that Reese knew.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular song.
I did not know that.
Have you ever been to the Paul Revere house in Boston, Dana?
I must have. At some point in my life, I have. I don't know if I have recently. Actually, no. I walked by it once. We were following the brick road, the little brick freedom trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, I think we went inside. It's just like kind of some old guy's house, but...
Really old guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. What even, like, why is there, what's the, why do people like Paul Revere so much?
I don't know. I feel like we aren't the right ones to comment on this as two non-Bostonians, but I don't know. I think I could have done his job. They should name a town after me.
Well, I'm just saying there's more exciting, like, I mean, he wasn't even really a founding father. He was just, like, a guy.
He rode his horse. I want to ride a horse and be like, the British are coming.
I don't think he actually did that. I think that's...
Well, then what's the point in Paul Revere?
Well, it's like a legend, I think. It's like part of Boston legend.
He didn't actually do that?
I don't think so. I could be making this up, but I think it was like kind of a fictionalized version of it.
So was he just like, yo guys, you should probably wake up. I think we're going to die.
Well, I think he did the thing where he like let them know.
Yeah, the famous ride of his life.
The real story of Paul Revere's ride.
Well, published by Paul Revere House.
I don't think we have the time for me to poke around on the internet
about this. We're going to find out, and if you would like to find out, then you should Google the real story of Paul Revere's ride.
Yeah.
And we can find out together.
We also never found out what those hats are called.
Oh, you're right.
It's the hiking hats.
It's like a baseball hat, but it's not a baseball hat. We found a picture, but obviously that's not going to be helpful.
Yeah, well...
think Montana hat.
Yeah.
Guy with mustache.
Anyway, to close this out, this is my song. This is another 10 out of 10 in my opinion. Very good album as well. This is Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest. We'll see you guys next time.
confession to each other.